This is Earth and Sky on the delicate relationship between temperature in a western pine forest and a beetle that's damaging to pine.
We talk to U.S. Forest Service researchers Drs. Barbara Bentz and Jesse Logan at the Rocky Mountain Research Station in Logan, Utah. They've studied the mountain pine beetle at various elevations and found that the beetles are successful throughout much of their range, but that they can't tolerate the colder temperatures at higher elevations. So high elevation trees are safe from beetles for now.
But the researchers have made mathematical predictions of what could happen if the global climate warmed in the coming century. They looked at a possible warming of 2 degrees Celsius, an amount consistent with internationally respected climate models. At that rate of warming, the beetles would suddenly find higher altitude habitats to be quite hospitable. That could mean outbreaks in habitats not typically invaded by the beetles. Trees here include the five-needle pines, like whitebark and bristlecone pine. Some bristlecone pines are the oldest known living organisms on Earth, and they're not adapted to surviving a mountain pine beetle outbreak.
Well, that's our show, and we're having our annual Young Producers Contest again this year for students in grades K through 12. Deadline December 15th. For information, see our website at earthsky.com. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.